Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Judy Dempsey. She is in Berlin and reporting for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, a senior scholar. We've observed not a surprise, but an important detail of a vote, of the North Rhine-Westphalia vote in Germany. Thanks to Judy, I'm learning German states for the first time in my 77 years. Judy, it's a great joy to be educated by you. But I go now to two countries I know a whole lot better from reading since, say, the 18th century. That would be France and Britain. Principles in Creating America, where I am speaking. The vote in France is not yet clear, but the opinion is that Macron's government must go and that Marine Le Pen's national rally must rise. In Britain, the same thing. The Labour is firmly in control of the votes in Parliament. The Tories have retreated to what you'd have to say is a grumpy core, and rising with very few seats but much energy is Nigel Farage's Reform UK. What I observe from Reform UK and Marine Le Pen's national rally, and we could go on for other states, is a fervent nationalism. The nationalism can be called populism. There are many terms for it, but it hinges on migration, the great migration of these last years. So I call upon your observation as a European. The trend is in place. Is it going to continue in your mind, or is it peaking? Can we tell?
Well, we can't tell, but what we do see are the trends. And this extraordinary demonstration, anti-immigration demonstration, nearly 100,000 people in London. It was extraordinary and led by a far-right, a really far-right-wing leader. And the support was phenomenal. And then Elon Musk, of course, giving his support for this as in kick out the established parties. And so this phenomenon was anti-establishment, anti-labor, anti-conservative, anti. What do they want? They are pro. Pro in the sense of the immigrants must leave. And as it is, immigrants are under huge pressure at the moment. Those who are housed in hotels, the hotels have been blockaded, and the police and the authorities have to move them out of the hotels. It's very, very unpleasant now in England. If the economy was better, things might improve and the atmosphere might improve as well. But the feeling by the hard far right and the reform movement led by Nigel Farage is that, oh, these people are taking advantage of the welfare state and so on. Well, it's quite not true, because the welfare state would actually collapse without all these talented and motivated people coming from other countries to work in the hospitals and look after the elderly. France, as we discussed last week, not only is it totally revolutionary, it's unmanageable. It's very difficult to govern. Macron is not going to resign. That's what he says. He's got another 2 years in office, maybe to turn things around. But now he has another new prime minister coming up for the fifth. I don't know if he can do the pension reform. It's highly unlikely. France is in a very, very bad mood. And it's just not about migration. It's about pensions. It's about social reform. It's about modernizing the entire way of life and the infrastructure, the budget. It's so difficult now to push anything through. And the longer France remains in this kind of vacuum, the greater danger for the European Union in terms of speaking with one voice and actually doing measures that actually will implement and improve the economy of the entire Eurozone. This is very bad news for Europe.
For just a moment, see if I can connect what we observe here in America right now with the Trump administration's campaign promise to deport those who are in the United States without documentation, without papers. Connect that to Europe, because what is happening here is not just talk. The government is under the control of men and women who promised that the immigrants who do not have a citizenship will leave, and that is happening. We see it every day. It's in the reporting. Does that influence Germany, France, and Britain in your measure? Or is the American news just the bottom of the page and only a few people read it?
I don't think so. I think the migration issue predates Trump's second administration, frankly. It's been bubbling along. In fact, it hasn't been bubbling. It's a big issue. It's been a big issue as long as you and I have been having these discussions over the past several years. And it's getting bigger and bigger because the world is becoming more unstable. And the more President Trump actually takes a very hard line on migration, well, maybe would-be migrants or asylum seekers or refugees will say, oh, well, let's try our luck for Europe. But, I mean, the migration to the United States is from Latin America and neighboring countries. But nevertheless, with Somalia, with Sudan, with Afghanistan, right, with Iraq, with Syria, the lure of Europe is still there. And European governments are getting very, very worried about this because of the population's growing antipathy to being an open house for anybody that wants to enter Europe with or without a viable pass or permission.
Judy Dempsey, a senior scholar for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin, observing the vote in Germany. And apparently, at this point, the question to ask is, will it stay in Germany or will it spread to the other states in the European Union and in NATO?
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.